Of all, I want to thank God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Ruben, and I'm from New Delhi. And I want to thank, many people, but I would just make it short. Give thanks to God for everyone who has showed me the right path to be reconciled with Father. So it's such a great joy to be participating in this Skype fellowship. I think this is my second time that I am here sharing. The first time was like last year, I guess somewhere in July. And I always had this desire to participate more often in the Skype Fellowship, but I did not have accessibility to good internet because now in my house, I don't really get proper signals for the data for the 4G. So I actually have to go outside in case I have to connect with anybody on an internet call, something like that. So God knew that it is very inconvenient for me to be out, and like Skype fellowship goes on for like more than a couple of hours. So to be sitting somewhere outside, it's not very convenient. So God knew that I had this desire to participate in the Skype fellowship, and I had been wanting more and more of it to hear more from all my brothers and sisters around the world. So just last month, God arranged for a wonderful high-speed internet connection for me in my house so that I don't have to be out anywhere, find a good spot where I can get internet connection and, sit at in an inconvenient place, not be able to focus on what God is teaching me and make things very comfortable. So like, being in God's rest, truly, it feels amazing. And this is a small testimony, which is really big for me, because if I had been in a position where I was early not in the truth, I would have tried many ways to get this internet in my house in my own ways, and maybe it wouldn't have been the best way to get that. But since I went to God, it just happened without me doing any effort. So, it came in my sister's heart because she had to work from home. And she said that okay, I think we must get a high-speed internet now at home so that it becomes easier for us. Because getting 4G in the house is not possible. It's not convenient for us to be outside. So this also really is a great testimony for me that I am now sitting at home right now in my room, and I'm able to connect with everyone, all believers, through the Skype Fellowship and being in this wonderful comfort in the rest place of God. And all that I've heard, I heard from Manish and from Nitesh, I got really encouraged by all those wonderful words. So great thanks to God for that. I just got over with my home fellowship. Like every Saturday, God has given me this opportunity that we are able to sit and the presence of our Heavenly Father and learn from Him and glorify Him. So almost 2 years ago, back in 2017, in October, I got saved, like from an accident. God saved me physically and in all other aspects also. And from November onwards, I started walking with God. So this year in November, like after 2 months, it is going to be like a 2 year anniversary for me, because spiritually I'm going to be like 2 years old. And I'm really thankful to God that in all this time I've just seen myself growing as a person, and wonderful things has been, they've taken place in my life, in my family, and everything that I'm connected with. And truly, God is to be glorified and He is to be honored in everything that has happened. And I would like to share about this particular year. how God has helped me grow spiritually, and how many people have been blessed by God. This year started off really well, because when I started walking with God, I chose, to do God's work. I was like, Father, this is your life. You have saved me, and I now want this to be directed by you. So when I made that decision, God inspired me to not go for a secular job and not look out for anything, because God promised me that He is going to supply for all my needs according to the riches of His glory. And that's what started to happen. Since I started honoring God and putting Him first in everything, He started showing me wonderful signs and wonders and giving me great testimonies. And starting of this year, in the month of January, I clearly remember I was sitting at home, on the New Year's Eve, and I had nothing in my pocket. I was not having any money with me, but I was very joyful. I was so much at peace, because I wasn't worried that how my new year is going to start without me having any money in my pocket. But I certainly had this faith in me that God is with me, so I don't need anything in my pocket, because God is with me and He is going to bless me because I do His work. Everybody gets paid, maybe in the beginning of the month, who is in a secular job or is working somewhere. So in the beginning of the month, they get paid for all the work that they do throughout the month. So how can I be without any money? If I do God's work, then I'm going to be more blessed, and I'm going to be paid much, much more than the people who do worldly jobs. So I was certain with that. And on the New Year's Eve, I just gave thanks to God, and I gave thanks that, Father, I know this is the beginning of this new year, and You are going to encourage me. I know I'm not going to be penniless, because I am Your son, and I have the access of all the riches. So what happened when I woke up in the morning on the 1st of January? I saw this message on my phone, which said that my account has been credited with 7,000 and some rupees. Out of nowhere, I don't know who was inspired to transfer money to my bank account, but it was God truly who gave me a wonderful sign in the beginning of this year that you have been appointed by me. The appointment letter that I have has not been given to me by an organization or by a company that is very renowned. It has been given to me by the heavenly kingdom of my Father. So I have been appointed by Him, and Jesus Christ has testified, He has attested that certificate of appointment that I have. And this is a clear sign that God is going to bless me all the time without me even asking. He's going to shower all His blessings upon me. And that particular month, you won't believe. No, I say you would believe, because you're all believers. That month, I got this money transfer in my bank account four times. Now, similar thing happened to me four times. So it was like I got my salary four times in that month for doing God's work, for obeying God's directions and His instructions. So I got really happy, and I testified of this also at many occasions when I was there in a fellowship and other places. So, and also from a place I don't know, I have not even met those believers in Dubai, in Saudi Arabia. They don't really know me. All they know is I am somebody from India. They've got connected through phone, and they were inspired to send me, some of the money through Western Union. So I got blessed so much in abundance that I couldn't help but give thanks to God, because He truly showed me that the people who work in a secular way, they will get paid only once a month for what they do all throughout the month. They will just get once, or maybe twice if they get bonus or incentives or anything. But I've been paid five times in 1 month. So that really kickstarted my new year in such a wonderful way, and I got to travel many places in this particular year. Beginning with Punjab, I went to Punjab, and then there were wonderful places that God took me to, and then there was Maharashtra, I was very blessed in the beginning of this year. Like it was in March that I was, okay, no. Yes, beginning of the March, I was in Maharashtra, Parbhani. I got to meet some wonderful brothers and sisters in Christ. And from there, I came back and I had no plans of going anywhere else because I thought that, okay, this is it. But when I came back from Maharashtra, God took me to Nepal. And this happened overnight. Now, I had not planned this, but I had this deep desire in my heart because I had been hearing so many wonderful sharings from Nepal and the works that God is doing over there all the time. So this desire came in my heart that I want to go there and I want to meet all those people. I want to have that first-hand information. So God arranged everything for me, like the flight tickets, the hotels, and all the things which were required that time. When I came back from Maharashtra, I didn't even unpack. I just slept that night, and when I woke up next morning, I got a phone call from a believer. The believer said that, "Hey, Reuben, guess what? You're coming with us to Nepal, and everything has been taken care of. So praise God." I was like, "I just woke up. Let me pinch myself and see if I'm still dreaming or what." Because I couldn't believe that I just came back from a place. I'm so blessed. And now, after a couple of days, I'm going to Nepal for 15 days. So that was a big blast for me of God's blessings. And there I went and I enjoyed so much with everyone. And again, the desires in my heart, they kept growing every day because I used to meet people. I had wonderful experiences over there. So when I came back from Nepal after a wonderful trip and the experience, I stopped at a place like I had never seen the duty-free shop before because I had never traveled outside of India, so I didn't go that side. So when I was going, I saw this wonderful perfume that I had wanted for a long time. But just because I was so scared of not spending too much money on myself and saving for the future, that I could never come up for that kind of money to spend on myself. I spend more money on other people and also sometimes on my family also in many occasions. But for me to spend that kind of money on myself to buy a perfume, I don't know. I wasn't able to do that because it was always fear driven. This money I can save for my future. Now, this is when I was not a believer. This is something that I used to think that I'm earning money so I can save and I can maybe do something productive in the future with the money that I have saved. But God really showed me that you are not to think about the future. You're not supposed to be worried at all. Because you have been given this wonderful day to enjoy and to live to the fullest. And if you worry about the future, you're going to ruin this beautiful day that I've given you. So there I learned and I gave this desire to God that, Father, I'm going on this trip to Nepal, but by the time I get back, when I get back, I want this perfume, this bottle of perfume in my bag. And I don't know how I'm going to have that, but I truly believe that you are going to make it possible. So when I came back from Nepal, all my fellow believer friends were there and they stopped at the duty-free shop again to buy certain things. And that time, when I was at the duty-free shop, I again got a message on my phone. That message said that you have received some 6,000 some rupees in your bank account has been credited to you. And that was again a wonderful sign from God that I did not have to arrange that kind of money to buy a perfume, a bottle of perfume for myself. Just because I gave this desire to God, God arranged that kind of money for me. And the amount that God credited was enough for me to sow the seeds, like to honor God first. And then the remaining amount, I can buy that bottle of perfume. So that's what I did. I took aside the seeds, the honor that I wanted to give to God, and then I simply went and I purchased that bottle of perfume. And having so much joy in my heart, realizing that it is going to again leave me penniless, that money that I have got in my bank account, after spending that again, my account is going to be zero. But I had no fear in my heart because I realized that God gave me this money for today to enjoy and to fulfill all my desires for today. And tomorrow, if there is going to be any need for money, I know God is going to provide me tomorrow as well. He is going to take care of that. He is going to give me that manna. I don't have to save the manna that I have got to consume for today. It is going to be given to me fresh tomorrow. So that's what I realized. And having so much peace and joy in my heart, I went from that airport back to my house. And again, we had a great fellowship. And I gave testimonies in my house. And my parents were so blessed. So from there onwards, we started fellowshipping with God. And God really started encouraging us until there came a time, like after a couple of weeks when I came back from Nepal. An incident happened, and my mother, she met with an accident where she got her knee badly fractured. And in that, she was told that she will have to undergo a surgery where they will, do a lot of things in her knee and put certain things like a plate or something like that. Now, this is something that we were recommended at the biggest hospital in India, where there are renowned doctors and all kind of people. And having to see my mother in pain, it really, made me sad. But I had faith in God, and I went up to her and I asked her, "Mom, what do you want? Do you want this to be healed by doctors? Do you want the doctors to fix this for you? Or do you believe that God is able to heal you? You want God to do it for you?" So immediately she came up with a response. She said, "I believe in God and God is going to heal me." So that time itself, I made a decision, and I went, me and my dad, we went to the doctors and we said that we are going to take her back home and we will not continue with this surgery that you are insisting. So the doctors at that hospital, they said that you will have to give this in writing. If you are going against our prescription, you are going to take full responsibility of the consequences and you will have to write this and sign it. So we did that and we brought her back home. Of course, at that time, she was in a lot of pain, but with our walk with God, we learned that we can minister to ourselves. We have the authority to command anything that is bothering us, that is standing in our way. To command in the name of Jesus Christ, we have that power. So she did that and she got relieved of that pain. However, the doctors had plastered her leg completely, so she had to be on bed rest for a long time where she could not move at all. Like it was knee, so the plaster had to be from the upper area of the leg till the end, like till the bottom of the leg. So she had no way of moving herself. So it really became difficult for her to get out of the bed. And all the other responsibilities of the house came on me and my dad. But we did not lose hope. We did not get disappointed because we had put God in front and we were like, "Father, this is again an opportunity to see your glory in our lives. If this has happened, we know your big name is going to be glorified. And we truly thank you. Because you are with us." So I had never done a lot of cooking before because I had never felt the need to do that. But again, now things are now to be done by me and my father. So I started practicing all these things with God, which I had never done before, like cleaning the house and cooking and all the household chores that you can think of. So all those things became so effortless with God that I started to enjoy it. And most importantly, at that time when we should have been disappointed or discouraged, God constantly started providing us encouragement and giving us a lot of wonderful things and desires in our heart. One of them was, and also, yes, he inspired us to always continue the weekly fellowship that we are having, like the Saturday fellowship. So we used to sit down, and my mother, having that leg plastered, we used to sit down and have the fellowship. And now I am at home, simply not moving out anywhere. So God started to send all those ready harvests, those ready people who were seeking God with their heart, to my doorstep. I did not have to go out. Those people started to come over. Now, there was this one person who is an auto, like in India, like they're like auto cabs, three wheelers. So like auto cab driver. He came and he brought along with him two young people, like brothers and sisters, brother, sister. And they were like in their early 30s. Sister might be in late 20s. So this young boy that came in his early 30s, he was a military man, and he was suffering with a brain disease, like something going wrong with his brain. The doctors had been treating him. And since 2013, he was on medications because the doctors had told him that he has brain worms. Now, this person, being very young, though, still going, you know, on medications and, you know, everything, so has already become very weak. So he came and sat in the fellowship. And by the end of the fellowship, he heard everything. And by the end of the fellowship, he believed all that he heard. And I was inspired to ask him if he is, you know, ready to get healed, because God is available for him to heal him right now. So he said, yes, I believe everything and I want to be healed. So I just ministered to him because I was inspired, and that person immediately got healed because he testified that he had been having this severe headache since last 6 years. He's been struggling with that and has never gotten rid of it. Only used to have medicines that used to put him to sleep, but whenever he used to get back up, he had that headache, and it had gone severe with time. But that time when he was ministered to, his headache simply disappeared. And him and his sister both were very happy and so blessed. And so was the auto cab driver. Now, this person was supposed to drop them to my home fellowship and go away, because that's his job. He drops and picks up people. And he was on his work, you know, work timing, like working hours. But again, he was inspired to sit and hear what God was teaching at that time in the fellowship. So this auto driver is now really amazed to see a wonderful testimony, a great deliverance in front of his eyes. And he takes them back, and then the auto driver confirms with this person who has been healed of brain worms. After a couple of days, he calls him to confirm whether he truly has been healed or not. So when he calls him up, he finds out that this person who has been healed of the brain worms is not in Delhi anymore. He has flown to his hometown to meet his family because he has been healed of the problem that he had been suffering with, and he does not have to go to the hospitals anymore. So he has simply gone back home to visit his family and is so joyful that he's saying that I want to come back home and I want to say thanks to you for bringing me to such a place where I got healed. So this auto driver is now blown away by what he has seen and what he has heard, and is really wanting to know more about God. So he is now supercharged with God, because all that information that he has now received, he has seen the results immediately in front of his eyes. He saw the results. So one day he was at a bus station, where he was waiting for somebody to come in his auto rickshaw so that he can drive them somewhere. Now, there was this young couple who had just traveled from Bihar and had come to Delhi in search of a good doctor who can treat for bone cancer. I'm sorry, blood cancer. So that young couple came all the way from Bihar in order to find treatment, further treatment for blood cancer. And Guess who they bumped into? This auto cab driver. And this auto cab driver had them seated in his auto and started. He took off, and in the meantime, he was asking questions like, he was like, okay, where are you from? So he inquired a little bit. So he found out that the young couple is here because they want to see doctors, as the wife is struggling with a blood cancer, last stage, like fourth stage, and the doctors from Bihar and from Jharkhand, and I guess also from Mumbai, have given up on her. They say that your time is very near and we cannot do anything medically, so you just take her back home. She can die any moment. So, in order to find out good treatment and somebody who can give them hope here, they've come all the way from Bihar to Delhi. So this auto driver, out of compassion, he says, forget about all the doctors. I know a place where I can take you and you will be healed immediately. If you believe, you will be healed. So just be ready on a Saturday, the next coming Saturday. In the evening time, I'm going to come pick you up and I'm going to take you to this home, like home fellowship, where you will be healed of this blood cancer. So on Saturday, this auto driver went and picked up the young couple. And that time he found out that the wife, who was struggling with the disease, she is in a mess. Like she is in a lot of pain and is saying that I cannot go to the fellowship. I'm sorry, I'm not in the position right now. So you think, I mean, we will have to cancel. So he was inspired. This auto driver doesn't know anything about the history of Jesus Christ or whatever has happened. All he has seen is just one fellowship. And he saw me ministering to this boy who had brain worms. So he was inspired that time to minister to this lady who had blood cancer. And in the name of Jesus Christ, he commanded whatever is causing this pain, just go away right now. So when he ministered to her, it was on the road, like they were explaining. And that lady started crying out really loud. And after a while, she stopped. And then he brought the couple to my home fellowship, where he dropped them and he went away to I don't know where. But the young couple came, they heard the fellowship, they heard all the sharing. And by the end of the sharing, she started telling me what had happened before coming to the fellowship. And that's when I realized, that's when I learned that the auto driver ministered to this lady who was suffering with cancer. And this lady had been healed even before she came to the home fellowship. God had already healed her. And that time she was inspired to confess Romans 10 and 9 in the home fellowship. And she did. Both husband and wife were very blessed and they went back. And after a while, I heard from them that they were no longer in Delhi because they had come to Delhi so that they can stay for like a couple of weeks and see other doctors. But God truly healed them without seeing any doctors. They just went from my home fellowship after getting healed, and they just boarded a train and went back home. From there, this woman called me after a week and gave me a good news that she had got the diagnostics and the reports, the tests done, and guess what? She does not have any cancer anymore. So I got really blessed and I gave thanks to God, and this is how God glorified, wonderful things, manifested wonderful works in the home fellowship. Now all of this is happening while I'm at home. I'm not outside. I'm not looking out for people, not reaching out to anyone. These people have started to come all by themselves, by God. They are being sent. And in the meantime, my mother's leg is recovering wonderfully because the doctors had told her that she will not be able to walk if she doesn't get the surgical treatment, like she doesn't undergo the surgery. But we realized that on the 10th day, we took her to a hospital, and in that hospital, the X-ray was done. She was tested, and we got the reports the very same day. And in that X-ray, we found out that there is no fracture. Her knee has been healed within 10 days. The bone that was broken, like the first X-ray showed clearly that the bone is broken, the knee is damaged. But on the 10th day, it is healed. So doctors, like having to practice what they are told, suggested for a CT scan, an advanced scan. So we also got that done, which for which we were given a certain date after some time, like after a week or so. So we got that done also. And when we got that report, we were told to go see a doctor and find out what is to be done in the future. So when we got the reports for the CT scan for my mom, we took it to the doctor, and the doctor said that her leg is not fractured and we can get her plaster off because she is ready to walk. She just needs some physiotherapy because the leg has been like this for a while, and she's good to go. So I was very blessed to hear that, and I called my mom and dad inside the room, and I wanted the doctor, them to hear what the doctor is saying themselves, so that they can be assured. So the doctor said that you can go, simply cut your plaster, and you can go back home and just have some physiotherapist visit you, and you can just exercise, and you're good to go. So praise God, my mom is all well, and she's walking without having to go undergo any surgery, and she's so healthy, her leg is healed and a lot better than before. In the meantime, God's work has prospered in such a wonderful way that it has traveled to different various states without any of my efforts. So, and wonderful thing is this, that this auto driver is so inspired, so encouraged, that he has spread this wonderful news in his family also. So this brother of his who lives in a separate state, a different state, got in touch with me concerning his son who was unconscious for past 10 days. So he said that we have been everywhere and nobody's able to tell what is the problem with him. And this has been going on for since he's born. Like, he was 19 years old. So for the past 18 years, this has been going on like this. So that time, I wasn't very inspired to minister to that boy over the phone, but I was talking to his father, so I was trying to get more information. So he said that we don't know how to what to do now. So I was inspired to just tell him about Romans 10 and 9. So that's what I did. And that person believed. And at that time, I asked him to believe the unseen, that his son is not unconscious anymore. Just believe, just see with your heart that he is all risen up and he is talking to you, he is having meals with you, just to simply give thanks. So he did that, and like the following day, I got a call from no, I called him up. I called him up. So I found out that his son is still unconscious, and he said that we don't know what to do. And at that time, I had words from Father. And I asked him, have you confessed Romans 10 and 9? So he said, yes, I have. So then I told him that now you have a relationship with God as your Father. Okay, so God is not just God for you anymore. He has now become your Father, and now you have a very personal relationship with Him. So you can simply go in layman language, like any language that you speak, in front of Him and ask Him, Father, tell me, what is this that is holding my son back like this? Reveal it to us. Show us what it is. Because you have said, if it is a disease, then with his stripes we have been healed. So make it go away. Or if it is something else, then manifest it to us. We want to see it. And at that time, I was inspired to minister to that boy who was unconscious. So I asked him to put the phone here. And I just simply said, in the name of Jesus Christ, whatever is holding you back, I want it to go. Oh, in just a matter of 1 hour, in just 1 hour, I got a call back from this person, and he's jumping with joy, and he's saying, I am so thankful. I want to thank you so much. Please speak to my son. He is conscious now. He's been healed. So, I really got goosebumps. Interesting that I am sitting in Delhi and speaking to this person who is like several miles away from me. And I have just ministered, like I have just said a few things over the phone. And this person who was unconscious for past 10 days has simply been healed. So when all of them, this young boy, he said that I don't have memory of what has happened with me the past few days. But I really I am so well now. So with that notable thing God performed over there, the entire family got, it's a family of like seven, eight, including the kids. They all confessed Jesus as their Lord. And this sign didn't just confine to the house. In the whole village, it just spread like wildfire that this has been done. So the following fellowship, like the coming fellowship, this entire family came to pay me a visit from Aligarh, from UP to my house, like which is like 200 miles away. And they came and they heard the fellowship and they all were very blessed. So this is how God has performed wonderful things and has grown his work in our lives. So we were recently invited to their village because many people wanted to hear more about God. So like in July, a couple of months ago, I was in this village. It's a remote village, actually. And Ram Babu, this person whose family has been now, was inspired to host a fellowship in his house. So he did that and he invited us. So we went and we had a great time over there. And many other people confessed Jesus Christ, you know, from his neighborhood and from other villages who were there to visit him. So many other people confessed Jesus Christ as their Lord. And they all got saved. And they are now telling me, like, I get to speak to them almost very frequently. So they tell us, they tell me that almost every day there are people coming to their house trying to know more about God, trying to get, you know, to know and be saved. And I am truly thankful to Father that I just, you know, used to sit alone in the very beginning when I started doing fellowship in my house. I used to sit alone because my parents were not really convinced of this way because they were into traditional Christianity. But since I gave this to God also, my parents really accepted this truth and have gladly received it and have started to walk by it. And today, just before open fellowship, I was so blessed to see that I had to just watch. And my parents were still two other people, new people who had come to attend the fellowship. And it was all them, you know, like my mom and my dad, both of them were so filled with the Holy Spirit that they, and wonderful things, wonderful knowledge of God. And I was just sitting and thanking God for the desire that I gave to God. He has fulfilled them in such a wonderful way that I had to put zero effort into it, you know. Because I tried convincing my parents in the beginning, but it used to go the wrong way, you know. Instead of helping, I used to screw it up because, you know, it was my method of trying to tell them the truth. But when I gave it to God, it just happened miraculously, and now they are really fast forward. They are very steadfast with God and great desires in their heart to live for God as well. So I am truly blessed that God has escalated me, and just last month I got blessed. Like on the 15th of August, it was my birthday, and God gave me the best gift that I could host a leaders' fellowship in my house as well, right? Because God has given me wonderful laborers to work with, and they all really wanted to attend a leaders' fellowship, but they couldn't get the opportunity to attend one. So God inspired me to have one in my house, and they were like, and leader myself in the very first leaders. And just like 6 days ago, again, like September 15th, we had another leaders fellowship, which you know, was orchestrated by God entirely, and wonderful things, you know, wonderful testimonies happening all the time. So I'm truly thankful to God that He is just moving in such a wonderful way that we can see His hands all over, you know, no matter we see our personal life, family, relatives, friends, everywhere, you know, God's glory is shining bright. And, you know, God is taking so good care of all our needs and all our wants that we really don't have to ask anything more, you know. It's just that, you know, we just ask for others now, you know, because our needs and our wants, they get fulfilled all the time without even we asking. So it's just like we ask for others, like such a wonderful life. May God give all those people who have not yet been saved. And it's just amazing, you know. I sometimes really fall short of words how to thank God. But it's just that, you know, His grace is so much. Like, it's just awesome that it can't be put in words. It can just be felt. So this is what I want to share. And my heart's desire is that, Father, I have met wonderful people very recently who are from outside of India. And I know that this is your plan for making this wonderful truth spread all over those wonderful people that man there. They can see the truth and accept it. And my dear, you, according to your Holy Spirit, and may your desire my life. And desire is to walk according to God's plan that He has set for me. And may all mankind be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.